Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. Today we're talking about choosing to evolve, choosing to grow. I've told you before that me and my partner were looking to rent and we have a house. We've had it for a week now. We haven't moved in just yet because the Wi-Fi hasn't set up. But by the time that you hear this podcast, we will have been in the house. We would have been set up and hopefully we'll be happy. I wanted to talk about this and the topic of evolution and the topic of choosing to grow because, of course, that's what I'm doing. By moving out, by moving on, I am choosing and opting to grow. Now, let me just get it out of the way. I love my mom, I love my sister, I love my family home. I've lived in the same house for, I think, 22 years, maybe 23 years, and yeah, it's 100% my home. It's the only home I've ever known. I never went away to uni to study in university accommodations. I never moved out at any point. I've never lived abroad or anything like that, like a lot of other people have by the age of 25. And we never moved around when we were kids either. Me and my brother, when we were the only ones, we lived in a flat for 2 years of my life. But then as soon as my sister came along, there was too many of us and we had to move. So we moved to this house. And like I said, we've just stayed here all my life. I've lived in the exact same neighbourhood with pretty much the same neighbours and in the same house. And I have no problem with that at all. I've loved this house. There's nothing wrong with this house. This house is great. And of course, the inside has changed over the years. We've gone from, you know, bunk beds to separate single beds to double beds and different rooms when my brother moved out, all of that. And we've also had like different pets that have made our house a home. We've had fish, we've had rabbits, we've had a turtle, we've had cats that that went missing 2 years ago, I think it was. And now, of course, we've got Joey, my dog. And yeah, there's loads of memories here. And so leaving this house, it's not only scary, but it's deeply, deeply sad for me. For Patrick, of course, he's lived here with us for 2.5 years. And it's kind of, you know, become the natural time that we should move on now. He wants to have his own space, his own home. And that's natural. That's, of course, the important thing that he needs for him. And so moving out for him doesn't feel as scary or as new or as weird. He's come from Zimbabwe. He was born in Zimbabwe, moved when he was young to the UK. He lived in a different city. Now he lives in this city. He's lived in different houses. And he also went away for university as well. So he's left home for university. And so he's had many different houses, many different postcodes. Whereas me, like I say, I've only had the one. And I've had that stability that is so beautiful and so important for a child. But also when it comes to when you're an adult and you have to leave and that stability is taken away, it makes it 10 times harder. For him, it was natural. It's normal to move around in a way. Yes, it's scary at times making it by yourself, but in general, you know, it's normal. But for me, it's not normal to me. It's really weird. And it's therefore, it's very scary, but also deeply sad. It's bittersweet, basically. I wish that I could feel this sense of comfort and safety forever. But at the end of the day, we don't grow in our comfort zone. We grow outside of it. We expand our comfort zone by stepping out of it. And it's very easy to say that, and everyone's heard of it, that, you know, the comfort zone is where no growth happens. But our comfort zone is important. Don't get me wrong about that. You know, we need our comfort zone. There's a reason that we have them. It's because it's where we're happiest. It's where we're safest. It's where we operate, you know, on a healthy, stable level. But stepping out of your comfort zone actively is also important for life. There's these people called, who have a YouTube channel called Yes Theory. I've not actually watched any of their YouTube videos, but I listened to them on Jay Shetty's podcast. On Purpose is the name of Jay Shetty's podcast, by the way. And I listened to them on that, and they were talking about the importance of saying yes to things and going out of your comfort zone, that they naturally push their comfort. They seek discomfort. And I think that there's so much growth and the ability for you to evolve in seeking discomfort. And we think that that means doing something elaborate and terrifying, but it isn't. Like, obviously, everyone has different things that they're comfortable with and different things that make them uncomfortable. And therefore, it's about knowing what your comfort zone is and how you personally can step out of it. You don't have to do it every day like they do. Like, you don't have to do it every day. But I think it's important to do it every month, maybe every other month, to actively step out of your comfort zone. Do something new. Do something scary. Do something that you've always wondered about but thought, oh, no, that's not for me. I could never do that. Why not? The fact is, you don't know what you can do and what you can't do unless you do it. There's only ever real evidence for what you can do and can't do by you trying to do it. And even when you try something and it doesn't work out the first time, there's nothing in the rule book that says it won't work the second time you try or the third time you try. So if you really want something to work, you've got to actually work at it and try and make it work for yourself. And so with this move, I'm choosing to grow rather than keep the same and repeat the years before. There's so many things that I've done and how I've changed even when I've been here. But there's so much more growth that can happen when you're an adult going at it alone in the world by yourself, right? And it's not to say that, like I say, my family are holding me back or anything. They're not. They are supportive. They're very forward thinking. My mom's always let me make my own decisions, let me make my own mistakes. She's so supportive. She's great. But obviously, there are certain things that are just natural limits when you're under your parents' roof. You can't 100% be and do what you want to do. You have to take into account the people that you live with. You have to respect the rules or respect the unspoken rules that comes with living with your family. But when you live with just your partner or you live with friends or you live by yourself, you can make your own rules. You are the only adult. You are the only one who can govern exactly what you do. And so, being in that environment that I've shaped for myself, being with people that I've picked for myself, and doing things that I pick for myself are so important for growth and evolving. Choosing to shed skins and lessons and conditioning and my upbringing, again, not that it was bad at all, but to make my own choices, to see what I believe in, what's important for me, what can I do each day to make my life and have value in my life without having it shaped by the environment that I've been in since I was a kid, without it being shaped by the people who are in my environment all the time. Like, obviously, in this house right now, we're four individual adults, all with different jobs, different schedules, different wants and needs and things that you want to watch on TV. And it does affect how you live out your day. But instead, when you can make your own choices without having to worry so much about other people and boundaries and, you know, that shared space, it makes it so much easier to protect your energy, so much easier to protect your time. Like, I'm obviously a writer and a reader, and that's what I love to do. And those things are activities that are very easily distracted. Like, people disturb you quite easily when you're in a household full of loads of other people. And they don't mean to do it at all, of course. But when I have my own space, my own house, I'll be able to protect that time that I need for myself a lot better. And hopefully I'll be a lot more productive. So like I say, I'm 25. I've been with my partner for 5.5 years. He's lived with us for 2.5 years. We've had a dog for 1.5 years. And so it's just naturally the right time now for us to move on. Finally, I have a steady income. Hopefully I'll stay in this job for a long while until I find something else or I want something else, whatever, you know, don't need to think about that right now. But I'm finally making enough money for us to be able to move out, for us to be able to move on and have our own life together. And so everything just fell into place and we didn't even make this decision in any kind of way. It just kind of happened and we was like, yep, this is it. This is the time we need to go now. And I think this happens a lot for all of us, that if we are fully in tune and self-aware, if we are in tune with our intuition, our inner guide, then we will know when it's the right time to choose growth, when it's the right time to evolve. And I always liken this to like video games, but you can think of it in any way. there are different natural stages where, okay, you've reached the highest potential of that stage, of that level that you're in, and now you need to choose whether you're going to stay the same or you're going to level up. And choosing to level up will come with a whole new set of challenges and obstacles that will encourage you to grow, life lessons that will be thrown in your path. And it's up to you to be aware of those lessons and to learn those lessons as many times as it needs, and to tackle those obstacles and those problems as they come. And along the way, you need to bring that self-trust, that self-knowledge, and that self-awareness to know yourself and be proud of yourself and have confidence in yourself. Because yes, every new stage that we reach in life, every new level that we level up to, is going to be hard. It's going to require things of us that we never had to do before. We'll be faced with challenges that we never thought we would ever be faced with, and we're going to feel defeated at times. But if you can have that 100% trust in yourself, that no matter what happens, you'll be okay. You'll get back up, you'll dust yourself off, and you'll carry on, then you will be okay. You will finally reach that end stage again and level up again, because you've learned along the way, you've taken those experiences and learned from them, rather than being defeated by them or pushed back by them back into a moment of comfort or a place of comfort. It's so easy when we face problems and obstacles to think, this is the world telling me that I need to sit down. But no, it's the universe telling you, you need to stand up. It's the universe saying, I know that you can be better, be stronger, and I'm helping you to do that with this challenge. That mindset is a lot healthier. I read The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, and he speaks about the Stoics. He loves Stoic philosophy, and it is just about that, like how everyone faces obstacles, some quite small, some massive, and how you face that obstacle is what makes you who you are. It's not that some people have it easy and some people don't. We all have it hard at times. And it's about not taking it personally, not thinking that the world is punishing you, but instead looking at this obstacle and saying, okay, so how can I move this obstacle, right? Not go around it, not ignore it and hope it fixes itself, but move that obstacle. Or how can I be prepared better for obstacles that come in the way? Or how can I find a new way of doing what I already wanted to do? Anything like that. You are faced with obstacles not to sit down and shut up, but to stand up and speak and to make that obstacle move out of your way, because you're a badass bitch, right? And so I think that it's so easy, like I say, to think of the murky waters that you've been planted in as your doom, as your tomb, in a way, to think that you're being buried. But that burial is actually like a seed in the ground. It's where you can grow and sprout from there, if you see it that way. Life is shaped by how you choose to perceive life, right? If you see life as a punishment, if you see life as something negative, as something that's against you, personally attacking you, something that's defeating you, then obviously you're going to go out with that mindset and nothing's going to work out for you. But instead, if you take the punches as they come, you learn what you need to learn along the way, you get the support and help that you need, because everyone needs help. Everyone does. We've asked for a lot of help from our family and friends with the move. Everyone needs help. But to take it on the chin and realize, this is helping me to grow. This is helping me to grow. To just have in that your mind that I am evolving. This is my evolution. I am the caterpillar in the cocoon. And if I can withstand this temporary growing pains, then I will come out of this stronger, better. I will be able to fly out of this cocoon so much better, having grown, having leveled up. And really, how comfortable is comfort anyway? Our comfort zone isn't necessarily comfortable. Instead, it's just familiar and predictable and safe. But in reality, the unknown might be more comfortable if we dare to leap and find out. I don't know that here feels comfortable, but what if when I move, I'm going to feel way more comfortable, because I'm actually in an environment that is for me, that is chosen by me, that is given to me, that is, you know, healing my energy and protecting my energy, rather than, like I say, some of the niggly bits that comes with living at home, you know? So here feels safe, but actually, is safe all that comfortable? No, Sometimes what we cling to is not what's best for us. We're so afraid of the unknown, but sometimes the unknown is so much better for us. In fact, oftentimes it is. The unknown is where we can find new comforts, real comforts, ones that actually feel good for us. We cling to relationships that are no good for us, whether that's friendships or family or romantic relationships. We cling to them because we're afraid of being alone. But if you feel lonely in that person's company, if you don't feel understood, you don't feel seen, you don't feel respected, and you don't feel valued, then you are not comfortable with that person. You just feel safe because you don't want to be alone. But there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. I have been far more lonely in groups of people than I have been by myself. I would much rather choose myself and have true belonging within myself than to go and hang out with people that are no good for me, people who don't see and value the real me, people who I don't truly belong with. I've just read Braving the Wilderness by Brené Brown, and that's all about true belonging. And basically, yeah, if you want to truly belong, you're probably going to be standing in the wilderness by yourself for a long time. But then you'll realize that there's lots of other people in the wilderness, and they're your people. They're authentic people, people who stand in their integrity, people who are generous, people who are kind, people who are honest. And you should be like that. And so you might be comfortable with certain people or think that you're comfortable with certain people, but you're choosing the wrong people if you don't feel really truly good and truly you with those people. Instead, you will find more comfort by being yourself with the right people. And the same goes for a job or a house or a hobby or anything that you do in life. Ask yourself, is this really comfortable or is it just safe? Each new place, job, relationship or whatever requires you to level up and decide if you're going to stay the same or grow and change and evolve and become an awakened new level of you. It's asking the question, do you want to be stronger, healthier, cooler, fitter, funner, clearer? My goal for this year was to seek clarity, to see things clearly. And for me, I know that everything about this move just happened naturally. And so that feels clear to me. That feels important. Even if I don't love it when I move, I can always move again. I need to remember that you are never fixed. You are never stuck. You can make a different choice if you need to in the future. You can choose to grow. You can choose to move. You always have that choice. We need to stop catastrophizing and thinking that every decision we make is going to lead to the end of the world. It's not. If we choose to do something and it doesn't work out, so what? We say oops, we hold up our hands, we reflect on what happened, and we make a better decision next time. As Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. And so we need to stop being afraid of growth. Growth is where we find the best version of ourselves. Growth is where we grow. It sounds silly, and I'm really driving this home that we do actually fear growth, because we fear going outside of our comfort zone. We fear the unknown. We fear doing new things. And I think it comes down to this fear of failure, right? This fear that we're not good enough. This fear that if we try out something new, what if we fail? What if we fall on our ass and everybody laughs at us? Who cares? People outside of the arena, again, as Brené Brown says, people outside of the arena do not count. The critics outside of the arena watching you fail do not count. Their opinion does not matter. Whose opinion matters? A very small amount of people that you can write on a tiny piece of paper, she says. And the people in the arena with you, people who are fighting, getting pushed down, getting their faces in the mud, those people count, because they're your allies. They're the people who understand that you're just trying to live your best life, that you're trying to do your best. And that's all any of us can do. One of the four agreements, right, is to just do your best, and your best will look different every day. But if you know in your heart that you've done your best that day, then that is all that you can ever give. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says, because you know when you're honest with yourself that you did your best, and that's all you can ever do. And that is where we will grow as well, because we're choosing to put all of our effort to actually be present and, you know, try hard at the things we care about. Because if you do half-assed work, you don't put in full effort, then you're going to get half the results. Simple. But if you know that you've done your best, whatever your best looks like that day, then you can hold your head high no matter the result. And the process is what matters more than the end result. The growth process is always a process. You are never done growing. You are never done learning. There's always something new. There's always another level. And when we stop thinking less about results, when we stop thinking less about when I get this amount of money, when I get this size house, when I get this car, when I get this many followers and this many likes, when I finally have this length of hair or, whatever it is, if we stop thinking about whens and ifs and results, then we can actually find peace and enoughness and happiness. We can actually seek the true things in life that are really important, and we can choose to grow in each moment every day without thinking about it having to mean anything in a grand scheme of things, without it being some quest for perfection, because it's not. So I'll leave you with a few little quotes that I wrote down for this podcast. May your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. Nelson Mandela. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So true. And you are being presented with two choices nearly every day. Evolve or repeat. So I'm choosing to evolve. I'm choosing to grow. I don't know what's behind this door that I'm about to step through, literally and metaphorically, but I'm proud of myself for taking the step, and I'm ready to learn along the way, ready to learn about myself, ready to learn about my partner, you know, because we're obviously leveling up in our relationship as well, ready to learn about who I am and what I am actually capable of. Like I say, I am deeply sad about this, but I know that my family are around the corner. I can see them whenever, I will see them whenever, because we live, like right now, this house lives right around the corner from where I work. So I can come here after work all the time, have a cup of tea with my mum if I want to. And yeah, I'm safe and I'm okay even when I'm taking this leap. And so are you. Because you are safe when you belong to yourself. You are safe when you are aware of yourself. You are safe when you trust in yourself and where you don't fear the world so much, because you know that you're okay on your own within yourself. Take care, guys, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.